are now listening to
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Off the Rails. I'm your host, Samuel Pierman. And we are missing a man, aren't we, Gabe?
We are.
He's not here. He's been...
He's a busy man.
He's a very busy man. But we got a fine replacement that we kind of just
What's
found.
What's good,
in the,
boys?
It's Dylan.
Woo!
Hey, Dylan.
We found Dylan.
You've been on the show before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you understand a bit about Off the Rails and how we do things around here?
Rails.
Rails?
That is how it works.
Trains.
Trains, kind of.
I'm on the board. Woo!
Hmm?
I'm on the board, bro.
The board?
The board.
What do you mean?
The board for planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's been reviewing our trains for the past 20 minutes.
All right, Mr. Sir Topham Hat, tell me, this is our finest train right here. Tell me, how does it look to you? Oh, it's like there's a malfunction. No! I don't know where I'm going with this bit. Anyway. All right.
Train gone.
Train is gone.
How would you have rated it if it was still there?
I'd say 8.5.
That's a pretty good.
It's a pretty solid rating. But anyways.
Just need some hot cocoa, you know what I mean?
Like that one train.
Polar Express.
A bunch of kids Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Dude, that movie was insane. They drifted that train.
They were absolutely crazy with that train.
Right. On ice.
Man. On ice.
They drifted a train on ice. Do you know how much skill it takes to drift any vehicle in general? The right requirements to put on a vehicle and then to drift it? Now do that with a train.
How would I do that with your house?
You can't drift a house.
Have you seen some of those semi-trucks carrying houses?
I have. I've always wondered, like, is there somebody inside those things?
I really hope so.
I feel like there's always somebody just chilling out in one of those things.
I can just imagine me just, like, you know, just sleeping in my house, and like the second, like this,
the moment you,
like the moment that I just wake up, I have to look outside.
You're on the highway.
Yeah.
You're going 60 down the highway, like, what?
I'm on the airport.
In the airport.
Load up in a plane. Yeah.
I've never seen a plane load up with house cargo, I don't think.
Let's fill a plane with a house.
Yeah, that's promotion material right there.
Like I feel like my boss would be proud of me if I put a house inside of an airplane.
If you put a house inside of it's got to be the whole thing, okay?
I think they can hear us at the airport, right?
We
reach that far.
We do reach all over Indianapolis, so they should be able to hear us. Hey, people running the airport, if you guys are... Do you guys ship houses? It's a good question.
If you know the answer to that one, you should call in.
No. I don't think they should.
You don't think they should tell us about how shipping houses works?
No, but they could tell us on our personals if they wanted to.
I can't plug my personal.
Okay, well, let me plug mine then once I remember it. Because I've got
house,
a... What?
I said they could probably, like, ship a house. I'm not gonna lie.
I hope they put them on boats, too.
Well, listen.
Yeah, but, like, that's what I'm saying.
Hey, listen, if you got the answer, follow me at Pierman the Man on Twitter.
On Twitter. Who uses Twitter anymore?
It's X now.
Give us your personal phone number.
I am not...
Let everyone start calling you.
I'm not going to just let everybody across Indianapolis start calling me, okay?
Ring.
I do not want to wake up in the middle of the night to a call. Hey, you want a house shipped off to you? No.
You want to buy a house?
You want to buy a house?
Are we speaking to the homeowner right now?
You wouldn't download a car, would you? That's the wrong drum roll. I thought it was going to be the ba-dum-tsh. But no, it's not. I think this one is it. Never mind, that's the clown sound effect.
We threw a clown downstairs.
That's what it sounds like when a clown falls down the stairs, if you didn't know. So now you know.
Do you ever think about going to clown college?
I did. There's a lot of requirements for it. Like,
what kind of GPA do you need to get into clown college?
Like, you have to fit in a tiny car and stuff.
Yeah, you've got to be able to do a lot of stuff to get into clown college.
I bet you can fit into a clown car.
Clown car?
Clown car? Hey.
Pyramid, this is a not joke that. At your stature. You're very small.
I'm not a very small. I am an average height for my age.
You're about twice the height of Stuart Little.
I'm... dude.
Maybe six Alvins from the Chipmunks?
I keep thinking about that movie, Stuart Little.
Stuart Little was it? You know they made a couple movies actually.
They made more. I remember there was one and two.
There was a book too.
There is a book. There's a book. The book came before the movie.
I read that book and I never watched the movie.
I read the book and I was very lost because I thought the movie was the main thing. But what's always weirded me out about that movie is those people adopted a mouse before they adopted an actual orphan.
Can you imagine adopting a mouse?
No, I'm imagining just like you've been in the orphanage all your life. You look over, a new family comes in, and they just pick the mouse. They pick the mouse. I'm not, what are you? Okay.
We were flapping our wings in studio. Nobody could tell. Nobody could hear.
No one could hear it. Quit goofing around, or else I'm going to get the goof police on you.
We're joshing right now, bro.
You're joshing.
In a way. He's snitching.
I'm not.
You're going to tell the goof police on us?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to call the, what's a good way of putting it?
Bring. Bring. What? Why did we make that noise? Bring. Is that a phone calling? Call?
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hey. It's my Rob. Patrick?
What?
Patrick, what are you doing here?
Hi.
What?
What?
Is
Rene an instrument?
No.
I mean, you could. Now, I've also wanted you that question, too. Is mayonnaise an instrument? Let's answer this question.
If I light it on fire.
That is an instrument of music.
Instrument of destruction.
Not an instrument of destruction. An instrument of music. Like,
instrument
can
of
you,
chaos?
Music. Can you play mayonnaise?
Can we make a Twitter poll for that? Can you play mayonnaise?
Probably can, to be honest.
It's more than likely possible. But
because you could just slap it, you know?
You could throw it.
I mean, you can make the fart sound, you know?
If you got like a fly swatter and just smacked a pile of mayonnaise, maybe. But then you need a fly swatter to do that.
Do you know that they have a Cards Against Humanity pack that is just inside of clam chowder? I think it's clam chowder. Or it's mayonnaise.
Ugh.
It's one or the other. It might be clam mayonnaise.
I don't like that combination of words. Let's move on
from
that.
One of my friends worked at Target, right?
Okay.
And they'd get those silly Cards Against Humanity packs.
The clam chowder one?
Yep, but they'd break.
Okay.
So it'd just be a bag full of clam chowder mayonnaise mix and then cards.
Sounds like a really bad
combination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know words right now.
It's clam soup.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
I was sitting next to him in science and he'd tell me, and I'd be like, that sounds like a horrible job.
It's horrible. That is a horrible combination of foods. Like clam chowder. Listen, I'm not making fun of the people that enjoy clam chowder or mayonnaise. I just find them.
What is clam chowder? I'm looking this one up.
It's clam soup. That's basically what it is.
Cards against.
Speaking of chowder.
Just look up clam chowder.
Humanity clam.
Speaking of a chowder.
Clamonaise. It is clamonaise.
It's clam chowder and mayonnaise.
It's $10 on Amazon.
I don't want that.
$20 on eBay.
I don't want that.
$129 on Amazon.
What?
I think that's the ultimate expansion. I think that's
ultimate
every
expansion.
Cards Against
you get,
pack.
You get clam chowder, mayonnaise, and what's something else that they throw in? Olive oil, sure.
To really put it all together, bring it together.
It'd be the worst soup you've ever had in your entire life.
Speaking of chowder, you know the cartoon show? Chowder?
Yeah.
Chowder, yeah. Yes.
How's that?
Yeah, doing? What about it?
Fire.
Okay. That's all you got to say about it?
It is a pretty good show.
It is good.
It's fire, bro.
Old Cartoon Network.
Like, all the food that I see on there, I'm just like, wonder what does that taste like, even though it looks like mush.
Dude, old Cartoon Network was something like regular show.
Yes.
Those were like crazy shows. Like, absolutely. They got the parents crazy to watch them, too, because they were just nutty.
They were grand. I mean, Mordecai and Rigby would risk their lives for a couple of cheeseburgers and a milkshake. In the most abhorrent quest known to mankind. It is a beautiful spectacle piece of art. I will stand by that to this day.
Agreed.
I love that show.
Agreed.
I watched regular show a lot. I cannot say I enjoyed it after like season 3.
Listen, anytime that my family, whenever we went, because we don't have cable.
Right.
Well, never had cable. Now we got like streaming services everywhere, so you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want, but we had satellite, so anytime we went to like hotels on like vacation,
motels,
not motels, hotels,
Holiday Inn.
I would, dude, Cartoon Network was always on. Spectacular.
It is a very good. It was
spectacular.
I grew up on that. They had the Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Fire.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
The live action movie? Came out and movie? It was really mediocre. Yeah. Movie was awful.
Yeah, the movie never came out. Movie doesn't exist. Remember that.
They made it too
it
serious.
It does exist, but in my heart, no.
Okay. And the show we talked about.
We talked about it a little.
We either talked about that on Kieran's The Show Mondays at 9:15 to 10. We either talked about it then or last week.
I think it might have been last week.
It might have been last week. We already discussed about that. So if you want to listen to that episode, go to Audio Boom.
You could go to Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, we're everywhere.
We are actually.
If you're on like some third party platform, which
we might be on,
I don't know. If you're really listening depends. To us on an illegal streaming site, how? Why? Don't do that.
Actually. That one's kind of impressive. I'd give that one to you.
If you manage to code us into your computer directly, congratulations,
I
guess.
I want a 24-hour live stream of us.
Of just us?
On somebody's computer.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
I want it played through like an IKEA. I want IKEA to be listening to us right now.
IKEA.
I want the like,
IKEA, if
the
you're
alarm
listening
sound
to us.
In the background.
The fire alarm?
You're fire.
No. Like, I'm talking about the sound notifications, you know, like,
oh, it just like shows
in the background just
every
like
time that we like, every time that we're talking, it just vibrates, sends
yeah,
an alert
here and there, just
like these
random,
guys,
random funny sounds and stuff like that.
These guys right here are talking. Listen to them.
Yeah. Can we get a like what's not an Amber Alert but something similar? What are those called?
What
are they, PSAs?
Emergency alert?
Yeah,
just
I
in
need
general?
An emergency alert, but for
tornado.
Me.
Yeah.
Every time I'm on air, I need somebody to be notified and afraid.
And afraid? Why? Afraid of your voice?
I'm talking.
I'm
going to
shiver people's timbers.
Listen, Gabe, you've got a good voice for radio. Let me tell you.
I don't have a good face.
Oh, no. Everybody shiver has the timbers. Good face for radio.
You say that now, but sometimes we just look too good off camera.
I mean, look at me. I've got the perfect face for radio. Look at Dylan. Perfect face for radio.
The face he's making right now, he is look maxing. So he is.
What does that mean? I've been hearing that for like
mewing?
Several. That too.
It's when you're maxing out your looks.
What is that like stats?
I mean, yeah.
Like you have a like a tech tree.
They've started throwing it onto everything at this point.
Like I've been
describe mewing.
It's like food maxing.
I mean, I already know about that, but like I've been hearing like maxing out. I don't understand it.
I think it's people just poking fun. I really can't tell if it's genuinely serious or
but
not.
But what are they poking fun at?
Gamers.
Ah.
I'm maxing out my HP, comrade. Why did you pass on? Lord. Somebody get a healer.
Reminds me of a game.
Which one?
The Dying Sound Effect. I don't know.
The Dying Sound Effect?
Yoda?
Yeah. I just forgot.
Lego Star Wars, Yoda.
That could work, yeah.
Dude, Lego Star Wars was amazing on the DS.
The complete saga on the Wii, dude.
On the Wii? I had it on the DS, man.
The DS was so hard to play.
What do you mean?
It was
easy.
It was tiny, and the screen shifted around really weird.
Okay, that's a you problem.
I had a dude trade... I'm still really mad about this. I had a dude trade me my Mario Maker Deluxe for the DS for Lego Star Wars. It was... what was the second one with, like, Finn and stuff?
The Skywalker Saga, I want to say.
Not that one. It was past that.
That's the one with Finn.
Finn and Rey.
Yeah,
and
that's the Skywalker Saga.
Then it was that one, yeah. I despised him for it because he said no trade backs, like, 2 weeks later. And I'm like, dude, I'm done with this game. This was not a fair trade at all. And he's like, nah.
Yeah, you had some unluckiness with that. When I had my DS, I still have my DS, I found this game. We were at a car dealership, and it was a Mega Man game. It was like Mega Man...
Mega Man for the DS?
Mega Man for the DS, but it's not the same Mega Man that I think you're thinking of. It was
the blue one?
It was... Well, yeah, he was blue. But I think it was like...
With the hand cannon?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, but it was like different.
It was
different.
Newer?
It was kind of.
Did it play different than like the platformer one?
Oh, yeah, it played way different. It was like a... tabletop card game. I'm making a lot of air quotes right now.
Yeah, so quote unquote.
It was more like a, I don't know how to describe it.
Top down?
It wasn't a top down. It was not like
it was a strategy?
Anything like those. So
was it live
the
action?
Way the gameplay went is you would, like, Mega Man would appear on a stage. There'd be like three rows, and at the end of the stage would be whatever you're fighting against.
Right.
And whenever you'd be playing as Mega Man, because he could, like, transform between normal dude into Mega Man.
Right.
And enter, like, a digital, like, cyberspace kind of thing. Like, an altered reality where he wouldn't be able to walk otherwise. It was a very... Listen, I sound insane right now. Dylan, you are giving me the deadest stare I have ever seen.
I'm zoning out right now because...
I can tell. Let me tell you.
To imagine it. It's really hard to, like...
If I had the game with me right now, I'd be able to actually describe it really good, but I can't. What I can say is...
You still have the game?
I still have the game.
Can you send me a picture of it when you get a chance?
I still think it's actually in my DS right now because I completed that game. Like, it took me a long time to complete it. For, like, really long time to complete it. I got the game when I was, like, 10 or 9. And I got it done when I was 16. So...
Sometimes, okay, it was, as a kid, you'll play a game, right, and you'll think that you're working really hard, and you'll pull, like, 120 hours into a game and not even be close to being done. As soon as you play it as an adult, like, I'd say 15 plus, you do amazing at it and can, like, beat it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, because,
like, for me, when I was big, like, you know, I'm playing with DS and stuff like that, I would not barely even focus on the storyline. So,
I could never find myself in a map. I got lost over and over and over again.
I did too. That was kind of the one reasons why I couldn't complete that Mega Man game was because for some reason I had to find garlic in the game.
You were fighting a vampire.
No, I was not. I was making, I think, like a massive meal for some reason.
You were making some good soup.
I don't remember why. All I remember is I was looking for garlic, but I could never find it. And apparently, to find it, you had to go to the bottommost part of the map in one of the sections, and there was just a plant there with garlic on it. It was
garlic
just there.
Bread.
Yeah.
Bread.
It was literally just a skill issue. I was just bad.
Have you ever heard of Poke Park 2?
No, I have not. This
is
something...
Nintendo Wii.
For the Wii.
It was a third-person Pokemon game where you played as one of four Pokemon. Pikachu, the little pig guy, Snivy, and Oshawott.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That one. It was a good one.
I don't remember
wonderful
that one.
Game.
I'm going to be honest.
I was talking about the Pokemon.
Well, the
I know
Pokemon
you're
good.
About. Oh, best Nintendo DS game.
Ooh.
We're counting 3DS as well.
3DS as well.
So
I never played
anything
3DS.
Across those.
What about the Game Boy Advance stuff?
Game Boy, okay. Game Boy is different from DS.
I'm gonna go Pokemon X.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, Dylan?
I never really played 3DS, so.
Okay, well, if you had a favorite DS game, then say it now.
I take it back. Kirby Planet Robobot.
Could you say that again?
Kirby Planet Robobot.
I was about to say, you threw a lot of words at me too fast, but I heard you now. Kirby Planet Robobot. Say that three times fast.
Kirby Planet Robobot. Kirby Planet Robobot. Kirby Planet Robobot. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see?
Ooh.
See?
Ooh. It's like saying Irish wristwatch. Say that five times fast.
I am not.
I know.
All right, what about you, Dylan? Favorite DS game?
I don't remember my childhood. I'm going to lie.
So, sometimes, what time did you gain consciousness as a kid? Because I know I tuned in at like 8 for a minute, and then I came back when I was really like 10, 11.
Wow.
16.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fair.
Okay. Bill, back on the DS subject. We'll get back to your subject in a moment.
Hello.
Gabe. My favorite DS and 3DS game, I got it ranked. I can't. It's a tie. It's a tie between two games. It's either Luigi Haunted Mansion.
That was a good one.
The Dark Moon.
Ooh.
It was the second one where it's like you had to rebuild the moon for some reason. I like that game.
Luigi took the moon.
Well, he didn't take the moon. No.
Like Dr. Eggman.
I think it was like King Boo stole the moon.
King Boo?
And like shattered it. Yeah. It was a good game. Let me tell you, it was an amazing game.
Whoa.
And Another one, Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. The final fight music for that game was way more
impactful on your childhood.
It was
mind.
So impactful for no reason.
I love Kirby.
You like Kirby? Congratulations.
Love Kirby. Kirby was a silly guy.
He was.
He had a TV show.
He did.
Yeah, he does. He has an anime.
Not anymore, though.
He has an anime.
They like what?
He has an anime.
Like right now, or
well, like way back.
Like
way
yeah,
back when.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Here, I can show you it.
Yeah,
we're pulling up Kirby in studio.
Back to what you were talking about, Gabe, about gaining
Kirby.
Consciousness. That actually brings me to a really strange thing that happened in my life. So, story time. When I first gained consciousness, it was weird. So, what happened was I was sleeping in my bed, right?
Right.
And I had a weird dream of, like, imagine, like, oh, yeah, yep, that's the Kirby show right there. Dylan just showed us
Kirby
a confirmation about the Kirby show. It was a good show. But as I was saying, when I first gained consciousness, it was after a weird dream. And the dream was...
It's 100 episodes.
Wow.
Wow.
That's actually crazy. Do you ever see the like Super Mario Brothers TV show at the same time?
The Super Mario Bros. Crazy. Super Show?
Super Show was nutty.
Absolutely spectacular. I used to watch the pirated YouTube videos on that because I couldn't find it anywhere else. So I had to look it up on YouTube. But man, it was... Oh, that was a good show. Good, jolly good show. Spectacular.
Coming back to sentience.
Oh, yeah.
Kirby's going on the wall.
I'm going left and right, aren't I? So I gotta get back on track. So
on tracks?
Back to the weird thing. So when I first gained consciousness, I had a weird dream that there was an egg in my bed. And it cracked open. And then I was awake. And I knew I was awake.
You gained consciousness from an egg?
Yeah. It was a very strange dream.
That's kind of intimidating.
It is. And then I like got out of bed and was like trying to figure out how to open up the child safety lock on my door because my brothers would sneak into my room and climb in my bed and try to suffocate me, basically. They weren't actually suffocating me. They were just climbing into my bed.
And taking a nap.
I didn't like that. I didn't like them climbing into my bed.
Got a little cramped in there?
Yeah. It was a small bed. I didn't like tons of people climbing in my bed. So, child safety lock. So, I didn't know how to open up the door or crack open the lock. So, I was just like, huh, this sucks.
Yeah. You
turned alive.
And then time skipped forward. I don't remember how old I was for the next big memory of my life, but I was sitting in a high chair eating breakfast, eating Cocoa Puffs, and I had the brilliant idea to shove one up my nose.
That is a brilliant idea.
Spectacular.
You can smell the Cocoa Puff.
Oh, yeah. Did I eat it? No.
Did it go down?
No. Darn. I sneezed it out.
Aw. Didn't pour, like, milk in your nose, too?
No. It was up. Okay. It's kind of gross, but it was in my nose for so long, it started to get mushy and moist.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So it was in there for a while. It didn't hurt. It was just really uncomfortable.
You didn't get like a nosebleed or anything?
I didn't get a nosebleed. I just sneezed it. Like I said, I don't remember how old I was.
Projectile Cocoa Puff.
Yeah, it hit the wall.
We got the...
Yeah.
Achoo.
It was somebody gross.
Remind me later to put like 6 Cocoa Puffs up my nose so I can sneeze them at people.
You should. Do that with boba.
Oh, no.
Just be like, hey, you...
It was just rapid fire boba out of my nose. Dude. You unlocked a memory for me. I remember. Okay.
I just unlocked a memory. Do I have an unlocking sound effect? I do not.
We need a little chest opening sound effect. Give me something mythical.
Something
majestic.
Majestic? Okay.
You're getting close, Dylan, with the dun 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 dun.
Dun 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 dun.
I got a door.
Yeah, give me the door opening. That was a close, but
that's the memory coming up.
Yeah.
Man.
When I was in second grade. I take it back. My mom switched me to homeschool for like a year because I was a troubled child. Oh, he's taking my sticky notepad. He's about to draw something.
Okay.
I was a very troubled child. And by troubled, I mean I was a little silly. I'd sing to myself in the bathroom to keep myself company. But I was homeschooled, and my mom didn't want me, like, going outside or anything because I was a very nefarious child. I would go for little bike rides, go for little walks. But at some point, my mom locked me in my room because I was in trouble, and I had the little baby fence up, you know, like the ones that like sandwich in a door.
Yeah.
No, leaving my room.
You mean like the, oh, you mean like the, just the baby gate?
Yeah, it was, but it wasn't like mounted. It was like just a wooden slat kind of thing.
Uh-huh. And stay on top.
I'm sorry. I'm getting really distracted. He's putting a sticky note on my mic.
You gotta be focused.
This
Dylan?
Is really hard. He's really up in my face with that Homer sticky note.
Okay.
But mom also turned on the alarm in the house, the security alarm, so like I couldn't leave. She would know. But I was sitting in my room, and then she took a shower, and then she went outside because she's a smoker, right? So she went outside to have a cigarette, not inside the house. Smart, good parenting. But my mom forgot to turn off the alarm, so the alarm went off when she went outside, and I had to like climb the baby gate, open up the outside door, say, "Mom, you set off the alarm." And she's like, "I what?" And then we walked over to the alarm, and she's like, "You clearly were playing with it, because there was a button that was a little sticky. I don't know why." But then we had to call the cops and get the cops to come over, because the security system, we didn't have like a disarm code.
Why not?
I don't know. It was a really weird, like, once you set it off, you couldn't turn it off.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would you have that?
I think it's planned obsolescence, honestly.
Especially if you don't have the codes or anything. That's weird.
You could, like, pause the alarm by hitting a little, like, time button, but it only gave you 5 minutes before the alarm started again.
That's, huh.
It was really weird.
That's a terrible alarm system.
Yeah. But I gained sentience for that moment, because I had to go, like, look at a cop through a window. And I was just sitting there looking at him like, "Hello."
Oh, my goodness. Hello, officer.
Hello, officer. I'm like,
I didn't start this alarm.
Yeah. I was 7. My little child brain staring up at a like towering cop. And I'm like, man, this is a really impactful moment in my life.
That's cool.
Yeah, the amount of fear I had. And then I got ungrounded because my mom was like, "You did good. You let me know that the alarm was going off, so we didn't have like a bunch of cops show up at our house." And I'm like, yeah. I got ice cream.
You did?
That was the entire moment, and then I forget everything else.
Then you forgot everything else?
This was back in Arizona. There might have been a dust storm afterwards. I can't remember.
Well, hey, you can dust off that memory and not forget when you're listening to WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I'm Samuel Pierman. You're listening to Off the Rails, everybody.
He's making another sticky note.
Is he making another Homer?
There's two of them.
To the listeners, Dylan has been sketching some work recently. He drew a Homer Simpson spectacularly.
It's sitting on my mic, and that really like messed me up while I was trying to think and remember my story. It's still like...
It was also like making a weird scratchy sound. So listeners, I apologize for
I think it's funny.
Dylan's...
There's three Homers now.
He's making many more. Oh, dear.
Homer Army. Army, homie.
They're all a little bit deformed, but that's okay.
It just means they're a little different.
They got.
They're all special themselves.
Yeah, they're unique.
Snowflakes.
They're one
of a kind.
Is that what
old people call us?
I don't know.
Are we snowflakes?
I don't know.
Would you consider yourself a snowflake?
No.
What if it started snowing? Would you then consider yourself a snowflake?
I consider myself a hunk of steel slag.
I don't know. I'm pretty white.
I'm going to throw you against a wall like a cannonball. How many doors do you think you could break down head first?
Depends. What kind of door? What's it made out of?
Door.
Door? Door is not just made out of door, Gabe.
I think it's made out of door. This door behind me seems to be made out of door.
Really?
Let's open the door and close the door, Pearman.
No.
I think it's a door.
Hit me.
I'll do it myself.
See? It's a door.
I wonder if I... Aw, dang it. I couldn't do the thing.
That's a door.
That is a door.
That is a door.
That's made out of door. How many of those do you think you could break? Head first.
Depends. Am I going, like, actually just head first? Not shoulder first?
No, head first.
No shoulder.
You're, like, to do at home. Laying on your stomach, just flying at a door.
If it's a brick door, I'm not getting through that thing.
What kind of stupid, silly man has a brick door?
Hey, there's some people out there that have brick doors.
I would never make a door out of brick.
I have a cousin who has a door made out of bricks. Thank you very much.
Can you take his door away from him, please? Oh, I sneezed.
See, look at that. you made a rude comment, and now you no longer have your Homer Simpson.
Take away that man's brick door. I need it made out of wood or plastic.
Plastic door?
Plastic door?
Why would you have a plastic door?
Instead of microplastics, it's macroplastics now.
It's quite tasty.
It is. It's a wonderful door to eat.
People don't eat plastic.
You say that now, but we've already been eating plastic.
I want a cheese door.
Cheese door? It's holy?
A cheese door would be insane.
What if my door was just a little religious, a little holy, like some Swiss cheese?
A Swiss cheese door?
Why are we petting the mic with the sticky note of Homer?
Okay, hold on a second. Pause the conversation. Dylan, you got to understand a thing or two. Do not rub the microphone. It makes the sound is terrible. Like it's not good for on air. Don't kiss it either.
Oh.
You don't know how many
He's
people
kissing
have...
it better. It's okay.
It's okay.
You felt bad.
Little word of advice. Don't kiss the microphone because you do not know how many people have already kissed that microphone.
I have kissed that microphone at least twice.
Have you, Gabe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Me and the microphone have been secretly having an affair for a minute.
What? Okay, moving on.
Sorry, Pam.
Oh, my
gosh. Cheating on you.
Hold on a second. I've been presented
a note?
The Homer Simpson spectacle note. Oh, my goodness.
I got one, too. Oh, are you getting...
This is
getting
the best Homer, though.
That's the OG Homer Simpson to give our listeners an idea. Dylan is an artist.
Don't.
And spectacular. He is grand
Don't.
At this skill.
Yep. Fantastical, even.
I'm going to put that... I'm going to put that
special.
On the fridge.
Yay.
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 Dad's putting us on the fridge.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome. Don't call. Dylan, you're older than me.
Oh. Thank you, Dad.
Aren't you like 19?
Yeah.
He's in his early 30s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm actually like 60 right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's been gambling since 2008.
Gabe, what's your obsession with gambling?
I love gambling.
No, you don't.
It's a Roblox game that's just gamble. I love gambling.
I hate that game.
I love casinos.
I hate that game so much.
Casinos are where I'm supposed to be. I was
born
to gamble.
Gabe, you got... Never mind.
Isn't God made me for one job and one job only. To gamble.
To gamble. You were not...
I'm a risk taker.
A risk taker and a bet maker.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, you give me a little wink in there. That was a good one. He said that, yes, sir. Ooh.
It was a solid statement. Of course I'm going to...
That was a beautiful statement.
I'm going to hit you with the... You know what I mean?
The with the two finger snaps and the finger guns pointed at me with a wink.
Yeah, the good old
when was the last time you saw somebody actually do that?
What's the guy's name from Friends? Joey? How you doing?
I've never watched Friends.
You should get a life, Gabe.
Sitcoms are not my the
me
Big Bang
neither.
Theory.
I don't like that.
You've not seen Friends?
Nope.
What about like Seinfeld?
Nope.
No.
You see the AI-generated Seinfeld?
What about King of Queens?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Yep.
What have you seen?
SpongeBob.
Have you, like...
Yeah.
SpongeBob. Yeah. Fire. Everybody's seen SpongeBob.
I'm very not into the real-life TV show because I use it to escape from reality.
Yeah.
So, like, drama?
Same.
Ooh, no thank you.
Same.
Yeah, I get it.
Give me a cartoon with some little, like, animated fight scene, and I'll be sitting there like a toddler going, ooh, ooh.
get it.
Hit him.
That's why I like Transformers so much.
Transformers. Good
More
movies.
Explosions.
Good show.
Transformers. Absolutely Mwah. Spectacular.
They
More
have
explosions.
So many, like...
Oh, dude, that just reminds
Boom.
Me. Back
Boom.
In, like, when we had, like, this blue van, we had, like, these TVs that we'd set up right
suspicious.
Behind the...
The seats? The
yeah,
front seats?
Well, yeah, you'd have to, like, put them in. And we had a little carry-on case with a bunch of movies in it.
Yeah.
And we had a headphone adapter so that all three of me and my brothers could listen and watch.
How old are your brothers?
Older than you. Ah! I got two older brothers.
Ah!
But we would just sit in the back seat watching the G1 Transformer series. It was amazing.
Good one. That was the... When was that one?
The OG 1980s?
Yeah, what color was Starscream in that one?
Starscream has always been the same color scheme. Red,
no.
gray, and orange.
He turned blue.
No, that's Thundercracker.
Yeah, but he turned into Thundercracker for a minute.
No.
Yeah.
Thundercracker's been his own thing. You're thinking of you're thinking of Armada Starscream, I think.
Maybe. There's like
three
different cartoons back then.
Yeah. Well, Armada came out like early 2000s, so
let me look up my Star Wars cartoons.
We're gonna Star Wars?
Not Star Wars, man. In oh my goodness! Because
there's,
so sorry.
There's no only
Starscream.
There's only like four different Seekers. Formers, there's Starscream, Skywarp, Thundercracker, and Acid Storm. Those are the four that I know. There's also is there another one?
Sounds
I'm thinking
like
of
D&D.
I don't know.
I'm casting spells right now, dude.
Yeah, you could basically.
It's giving me IMDb. I need the actual show list. Stop this.
Okay, but like honestly, Transformers is an amazing
fireball,
series. To just
fireball.
Like you could just
fireball.
Why are you
fireball?
What are you doing over there, Dylan?
Why are we getting into D&D lore now?
Fireball.
Fireball.
All right.
Oh, IMDb. There we go.
IMDb. Okay, we're getting confirmation about Starscream.
40?
40?
All Transformers. Okay, so there's the Transformers from 1984 to 1987.
Yep, 80s. I was right. G1, 1980s.
Transformers Scramble City.
I have never
I think that's
heard
a movie
that.
In 1986.
I know about the original Transformers G1 movie. I've seen that. We have it on VHS.
Transformers The Movie.
The Movie?
1986
that's...
as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why did we just... What is this?
Gabe, the task at hand.
I'm sorry. He's distracting me. He's really good at this.
I understand. Shiny
he's
object.
He's showing me a YouTube short.
Ignore it. Focus. Task at hand. We got to figure out why Starscream turned blue.
Transformers The Headmasters was a 35-episode series that ran from 1987 to 1988.
Yep.
Transformers Super God Master Force... That's a crazy title
for a
show. 42 episodes from 1988 to
1999.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Transformers Victory, another TV series, 1989 to 1989. It was only one
Dylan,
year. Why are we still showing it?
Dylan,
stop
quit
this.
Trying to distract Gabe.
He's doing
we
too good
we have a task. It's the same thing. We're trying to focus. Turn off your phone, Dylan.
There's Transformers Zone, which was a movie... It was a single show for 23 minutes in 1990.
23 minutes?
Yeah, TV series Transformers Generation 2 from 1992 to 1994. Beast Wars 2.
Oh, Beast Wars. Beast Wars was so good.
They had two different Beast Wars 2s.
Yeah, there was Beast Wars and then there was...
There was a movie.
There was Beast Machines, right?
Beast Wars Neo. New Beast Wars. Yeah, Beast Machines, you're right.
Yeah.
39 episodes up to 2001. Beast Wars Metals.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Some of this stuff is crazy.
Yeah, like most of the Transformers stuff just kind of disappears because, like, no one, it either, like, never picked up.
Transformers the Game? 2007?
Oh,
did on the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that come out after the first movie? I think.
Way after the first movie, I think.
Like, the first Michael Bay one.
Oh. Survey says no.
Cause like I remember there being a Transformers The Game.
Wait,
that was
maybe.
Based off of the first Michael Bay movie.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Revenge of the Fallen. Revenge of the Fallen was good.
Was 2009. Transformers The Game was 2007. Transformers was 2007. 2 hours, 24 minutes. So they came out like right after each other.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Dude, there is so much. Do you think we can... Okay, for the marathon, hear me out. We get a projector running every Transformers ever on one of the walls.
Have you seen this guy?
That would be longer than 2 days, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
The marathon is only 2 days, remember?
I don't know. I feel like if
we
put it on
talking
two
about
times
Fireball,
speed...
I remember this guy.
He's thinking about COD streamer.
Oh, yeah.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty mage build where you just have a bunch of throwables.
Yeah.
All right, but back to the task at hand. Gabe,
watch,
to answer your question, we can't do that.
Why can't we put shows on two times speed in here?
And two times speed? Because then you wouldn't be able to comprehend them.
That's called, I've gone through at least three movies in the past
that
2 hours.
Like
now, we could probably do some promotional material with the 80s and G1 Transformers.
That
we
could be
kind of
cool.
Would be a
can
good,
we sample that?
That's a good bit idea that we could probably do.
That sounds like TikTok.
TikTok?
Two times speed.
Ah, dude.
I've been TikToking recently.
Okay.
I made a AI demo on how to do silly AI stuff. Mm.
But no, to answer your question, Gabe, yeah, we could probably do a G1 transfer. If you're listening right now, and you don't know what the marathon is, well, let me give you a little bit. Since we've got a little bit of time left, I guess we can talk and discuss the marathon since it is only like 2-3 months away.
Yes.
So, hey, everybody listening, open your ears. May 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
We at WBDG will be celebrating the 58th marathon, which is just 2 days straight of music from 8 to midnight each day. We will be blasting all your favorite hits from all the different times from 60s to now. So, when you're listening in...
Will we be taking requests?
Oh, of course. We'll always be taking requests.
Yay.
Then, will it go like slowly from 60s to,
yeah,
to now?
So each day we'll have different time blocks from... It'll go 60s, 70s, 80s, and then DJ's Choice. Then we go on to 90s, 2000s, 2010s, DJ's Choice. Finish it off on the second day. Say farewell and goodbye. I think you two haven't done the marathon because you two are first years. Okay, you guys will have fun. I know I had fun last year. So if you don't know what we do during the marathon, we just play all the best hits from all around, all time, and we give away prizes in between. So
it's
sometimes we'll have some special interviews. We'll do some on-air shows, a couple of events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a good time. You'll get a call in, play to win some stuff.
Yeah.
Get a little goofy.
So
get a little silly in the studio.
Exactly. We'll have a little silly, have a little fun. Like, that's the entire point of the marathon is just to have...
Oh, man. A little hat dude, you know what I mean? Like a little banana.
What?
We're inviting a little man with a bowler hat?
I don't know what Dylan's on about, but listen.
Like a little dude that like wears a little banana suit, you know what I mean?
Okay.
A banana suit?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But no, seriously though. We're just, the entire point of the marathon is to celebrate radio, music.
Our station in particular.
Yeah. But overall, just the evolution of this station, where it's been. Just kind of take a moment for 2 days and have fun.
Which isn't that long in the scheme of things.
Yeah, it's only 2 days, but it's 2 days of back-to-back music, back-to-back prizes.
Yeah.
Interviews and little mini shows on air, promotions. You'll get to hear some unique on-air commercials where we'll be creating our promotional material. Like you said, Gabe, well, like I said,
you
the
said.
Idea of the Transformers promo. We could do something like that. You know, advertise the 80s segment. And yeah, we just do it for fun. But unfortunately, our phone is up for right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. It's the end of Off the Rails. So thank you all for listening. Dylan has sent me a little note card saying it says help. He's never escaping. He's never leaving. Thank you all.
Studio?
Yeah, he's stuck in the studio. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you all next week.